Jerry Bader Show, 1047, piece in yesterday's Wall Street Journal. Yesterday was a state holiday in Alabama. Offices closed for the remembrance of Jefferson Davis's birthday, first and only president of the Confederacy. I think celebrating his birth, celebrating what he stood for, is offensive. Now, someone called Jason and said, well, if we forget history, we're doomed to repeat it. I'm not saying don't teach about Jefferson Davis. I'm not saying don't teach about the Confederacy. I'm saying if I were a black person, I would be offended by going to Jefferson Davis High School. I think it's wrong that offices are closed to celebrate his memory because what he is famous for is offensive. Overseeing a divided Confederacy, a Confederacy that divided America, rather, and defending the institution of slavery. Bob in Green Bay. Bob, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Morning, Jerry. I used to work for a trucking company that did oversized permits, and Jefferson Davis was a holiday where the state offices were closed, and you couldn't obtain permits. But it seems kind of ironic that they would close for Martin Luther King Day, too.
Why is that ironic?
Well, here you're celebrating the guy that led the Confederacy, president of the Confederacy, and then you're celebrating
I see.
A black person.
Oh, okay. That they do both, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, irony is one word for it. that is one word for it. Thanks a lot for the call. To Jonathan in Hancock. Jonathan, go ahead.
Well, you got this thing that, if not, the Civil War wasn't about slavery. It was fought over states' rights. You said that Jefferson Davis, you know, didn't stand for unity, but he did. He stood for unity on a state level. It wasn't fought over slavery.
Okay. One, that's crap. And I have debunked that over the years. The right that the states want was the right to slavery.
So okay, that's one of the rights, but
right,
we all know...
Right, yeah, that's crap. Close. Jonathan, that's
that
crap.
Can...
It's crap to suggest that it had nothing to do with slavery, as some tried to do, is just crap.
I didn't say it didn't have nothing to
okay.
do. That's one of the state rights that they wanted.
What were some of the others?
You know what?
Uh-huh.
I would have to go back...
Yeah, thanks for the call. You go back and look and tell me which ones you find. 406... 1360, 888-455-1360. Now, for Lincoln, the war was less about slavery and more about unity. They broke away because they wanted slaves. Rod in Fort Angeles. Rod, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. I'm out of sync with you, but I can put my two bits in.
Yes.
There's multiple facets here. There's huge parts of this country that would have the same opinion that Lincoln is offensive.
Say that again.
There are large parts of this country that would find Lincoln was offensive.
Based on what?
Based on killing 750,000 people. For essentially a political reason.
Okay, so fighting the Civil War to unify the nation makes Lincoln offensive.
To a big hunk of the population.
Really, what percent do you think?
Probably 30%.
I would find it interesting if that were true. I think it's more like 3 to 5%. It's the same lunatic fringe that wanted a secession resolution. I have a friend that disagrees with me on this. I'm going to read his email. Look, we were victorious in the Civil War. All right, here's what he says, though. Not sure about this one, brother. We honor the brave soldiers that fought for the South. We hold Robert E. Lee in high regard, and he more than Davis was the face of the Confederacy. I think political correctness has made the Confederacy almost as bad as the Nazis. I'm going to be honest. I think it was almost as bad as the Nazis. It was the subjugation of humanity Justin on the road. Justin, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I'm going to agree with you. You know, I think that the Confederacy was, you know, they did fight for slavery, but with the lady that called in, I don't remember her name. You know, it was a big part of their economy to help her out. You know, the cotton fields and all that other stuff, and you know, the economy is why they succeeded from the Union. Is my understanding of why it wasn't just slavery; it was the economy. You know, they were going to lose their way of life. They're going to lose the money. They, you know, I mean, it's
right,
very
but
similar.
But it all goes back to slavery, though. And I understand what you're saying.
Sure.
I do understand what you're saying. But the linchpin is it all goes back to that issue. Eric and Hancock. Eric, go ahead.
Well, just to bring this back in just a little bit, you said I think the premise of the discussion is supposed to be about why Jefferson Davis shouldn't be honored.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, to me, I would see, and I've been listening to your show for a while, and I hear you talk about the news media, I hear you talk about in our state, national, people standing up. It would seem to me that the one thing that Jefferson Davis did as a politician, at least he stood up and he fought for what he believed. I mean, on that principle, don't we find something noble in what Jefferson Davis did? I mean, you don't think he didn't take into consideration where he was going, that he was seceding, he had people in politics, state, national level, and that he was going to be making a decision that was going to secede it. I believe the man of character weighing all that out, all of a sudden standing up and saying, okay, this is what I believe in. And then he takes a stand, and he does it, even to the point that, as you quoted on his death, he said, it's over. Let's get back together. I see nobility through the whole thing. A man of class and of honor like that, and we are looking for men of honor in our politics today, that's the kind of guy I think we should honor, don't you?
No, because I don't...
Why?
I will tell you. I don't necessarily find honor just because you stood strong to your cause. So did Hitler. So did Saddam. So did Tojo. Should we honor them?
Okay, I see your point, but I also see the honor that he stood for was not in murderous genocide.
That's where I disagree. That's where we're going to disagree.
What I see that he did is he stood strong for his government and the belief of the people that he represented.
That's where I'm going
to... I think you compared apples to oranges.
No, I disagree.
And Saddam and all those.
I disagree, because you don't think that defending an institution that subjugated a portion of humanity is a crime. Do you think slavery was a crime against humanity?
Absolutely.
Well, then I don't know what we're disagreeing on. Thanks a lot for the call. To Tom in Northland. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I'm going to date myself here. I don't know if you ever remember the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Yes.
People are just getting too sensitive, and today it includes you. You know, if you look at it, you were talking about Jefferson Davis, Rob Lincoln. What about George Washington? Half the framers of the Constitution, they were all slaveholders.
Yeah, and that's true. And that is true. And, Tom, you're breaking up just horribly on us. It's true. And that needs to be noted. Slavery was an institution that was largely accepted in that time. That doesn't make it right, but it was. By the mid-1860s, we realized that a belief that slavery was a crime against humanity, which it was, needed to be ended. And it's not being hypersensitive. I disagree. It's not being hypersensitive to say there's nothing to celebrate about this guy. Other than apparently, he did come around near the end of his life. I have said over the years, here's the problem with the divide in America today. Let's start with Jim Crow and not slavery. The problem is conservatives think Jim Crow is 500 years ago. Liberals think it's still happening. With slavery and the Civil War, conservatives think it was 10,000 years ago, and liberals think it's still happening. That's the divide. That's the problem. Defending an institution of slavery, whether that was the primary cause or not, and I believe it was, I don't get into that state rights splitting of hairs, I think is offensive. I just do. Oh, are you aware that your statement, if I were black, I'd be offended if I were graduated from Jefferson Davis High School, is racist? You're right, I'll clarify it. I would be even more offended than being a white student. However, my ancestors as a white student wouldn't have been directly impacted. So, yeah, I would be even more offended. But you're right. He's right. I would be offended in any event. But I think it would be fair to say I'd be more offended were I black. 10:58, 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.